track 14. And our final item in this issue is Back in Five. And this month the visit is to Thursford.
Christmas. The Thursford Christmas Spectacular is a phenomenon. All the joy of Christmas is here. From angelic voices piercing snowy, starlit nights to laughter, glitz and nostalgia. Lights sparkle from trees, inside and out, as a huge and hugely talented cast bring the festive show to people from across the country. Singers, dancers and star turns segue from chorus line to carol to comedy on the longest stage in Europe, celebrating all that is wonderful about the season, accompanied by a live orchestra and Wurlitzer organist. Thursford also hosts an illuminated winter wonderland. The Enchanted Journey of Light, or Santa's Magical Journey, including a gift from Father Christmas for children. See penguins, polar bears and elves wrapping gifts for Santa's sleigh before wandering through luminous sculptures ranging from a fantasy underwater world to the wilds of the North Pole. Collection. Thursford is not just for Christmas. It is a thriving and historic village northeast of Fakenham. From April the 7th to September the 4th, the Thursford Collection shows off its Museum of Victorian Steam Engines and Fairground Organs and Rides, the world's largest collection of its kind. It was put together by George Cushing, the son of a farm labourer who was fascinated by the old steam engines once built to help harvest crops. His hobby grew into one of the world's most important steam and fairground museums, and the simple carol service which grew into the Thursford Spectacular. Here its mighty Wurlitzer cinema organ, plus historic fairground organs, enjoy Victorian fairground rides and see the steam engines built to help harvest crops. Copse. Thursford Wood is a Norfolk Wildlife Trust nature reserve. Its oak trees are some of the oldest in the county. Some of its oaks are thought to be more than 500 years old, so could have been saplings when King Henry VIII was on the throne. In spring, there are beautiful displays of bluebells, with ferns in the summer and fungi in autumn. At this time of year, enjoy the holly and watch for buzzards too. A tiny piece of consecrated ground holds the graves of the couple who gave the wood to the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Castle. Despite the name, Thursford Castle never was a castle, but the site of an octagonal workhouse built in the 1830s for 250 inmates. After it closed in the 1930s, it was used as a hospital and by the military before an owner changed the name to Thursford Castle. By the 21st century, just the ruins of the Victorian Gothic chapel and fortified perimeter walls remained, but a pair of passers-by fell in love with the site. They bought it and built a new house within the old walls, entered through the remains of the chapel, with a garden room, holiday let in the grounds. As they cleared scrub and undergrowth from within the walls, they uncovered the foundations of the workhouse and laid footpaths over them to retain the memory of the historic building. Thursford Castle has been named one of the most spectacular holiday homes in the country. Church. The medieval church of St Andrew is a community hub, dating back to the 13th century. Its Victorian stained glass is celebrated with the architectural historian Nicholas Pevsner, pronouncing its east window one of the most beautiful of its time. Its regular coffee and cakes event on the first Saturday of each month includes a new but not needed stall and Christmas wreaths on December the 2nd. And Christmas services include a carol service on December the 20th and midnight mass from 11:15 p.m. on Christmas Eve.